You are listening to Uno Souls Chat. Each week, we chat with an Uno Soul. They are people that are beacons of light in their community. We want to connect all of us together in hope, courage, and love. Let's get started.
Hola, mi gente. I'm Philip Johnson. Welcome to Uno Souls Chat with Brigida Toruño.
Hello, Philip. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing good. I'm doing well. And I'm excited to listen to Lorna Campbell's chat this week.
Yes, I really enjoyed my chat with her. She's such a wonderful person and so active in the community.
Yeah, and you know, in this week, the spirit of giving and, you know, gift giving and honoring time with each other, you know, there's a really overarching theme of in service of others in Lorna's chat. And I'm excited for people to hear what she has to say.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's get right into it and listen in.
Let's do it. Thanks, Philip.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing? I'm Brigida Toruño, and welcome to Uno Soul Chat. Today, I am so honored to be speaking with Lorna Campbell Clark, and she is an Uno Soul. She is a public relations and marketing consultant working primarily with nonprofits and with women-owned businesses. Welcome, Lorna.
Thank you. I was very pleased and honored to get your email and your invitation, and I wondered why me, but thank you.
I'm so honored that you accepted. Thank you so much.
Mutual admiration society here.
Oh,
yes.
Please tell me, how have you been doing during this surreal year?
You know, it's been a surreal year, and you have highs and lows, ebbs and flows. The pain that humanity is going through right now is it's unfathomable in some situations. On the other hand, there, I think, has been a lot of healing. There's a lot of, at least personally, a lot of healing, a lot of self-evaluation, reprioritizing. So I try to look and to get the benefits out of this time. But the pain that humanity is going through, it can be crushing. You know, it can weigh on you sometimes. And I think I see a little bit more of it working with Loudoun Hunger Relief. Oh. You know, though we live in an affluent county, this is just devastating all sectors of our population. Yeah. You know, those that have lost their jobs, lost their homes, to those that have been struggling with food insecurity before we went into the pandemic. So it's challenging. It's challenging, but everything comes to pass. You know, life is cyclical, and hopefully we'll be better on the other side.
That's right. I love to hear the hopeful part of it, but you're
yes.
right. That it has been a challenging year, and I just really admire the work that you've done for a long time with
yeah.
the nonprofit.
Yeah.
I think we've known each other for about 10 or 11 years.
Gee, you want to date us now, Brigida? Yes, I first met you with Leadership Loudoun.
That's right.
Right. And then, yeah, and then through the chamber. So, yeah, we have a long history, and it's been good years.
Yeah. I want to hear more about Loudoun Hunger Relief, and mm-hmm. I know you also work with the Loudoun Commission on Women and Girls.
Yeah.
About
that. My passion. Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. I mean, first I'd like to hear, what did you find was most helpful for you in coping in this past year?
So, Brigida, something that I also been, what do the kids call it when you're secretly watching someone and not really getting involved? Trolling you.
Oh.
Because you started doing this meditating. Mm-hmm. You know, people around, oh, meditating and yoga and meditating, you know, and I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. I went on to some random person's, she's a yoga instructor, YouTube channel one day, and I said, all right, I can try it. I love it.
Oh, God.
Love it. Don't tell anybody.
Okay.
Well, but I meditate and I do yoga every day, sometimes twice a day.
Oh.
And for the past 5 months, and I feel so much better. I feel clearer. My thoughts are clearer. I am more impressed with the things that my body can get into a pigeon pose.
Oh, that's awesome.
Who knew? Yeah. So it's not looking for something outside to validate you. It's everything that you already have inside, and you're just using your power.
Thank you, Lorna.
I love it.
That's it, exactly. Yeah. That's yeah. it, exactly. Yeah. Oh, that's so wonderful. I'm so yeah. glad you found that.
I am too. I am too. And it's it's good.
Good.
So that actually, and I'm a strong believer in our Lord Jesus Christ. So I pray a lot. I praise a lot. My family is all happy and healthy. My 80-year-old mom she's retired and she lives all around. She has three kids, but she's been with us since last August.
Okay.
So she's also a joy to have around. And my daughter is a sixth grade teacher in New Jersey.
Oh,
but she came back in March when they went into distance learning. Mm-hmm. She was here through September when they thought schools would open up again. She went back to Jersey. Now she's back, mm-hmm. At least through the new year. So I'm learning all the sixth grade learns, I guess. But it's just very interesting seeing her interact with her students and the love and the care, but also the frustration because, and this is where off topic, but our students are really struggling through this time and our teachers. No one planned for this,
exactly.
You know, and the short time to turn it around, parents are struggling with the children, their children that have special needs that need accommodation that you just can't get on a video screen. So I hear the frustration among her and her other teachers when they can't reach these kids the way they could in the class, you know, that eye contact, that human. So our kids are struggling. The kids and our teachers, our educators are struggling. It's difficult. You know, there are some kids that are excelling and doing phenomenally well. But I think for the most part, you know, our kids are resilient and they bounce back, but this has been a constant forever. You know, you go to school, you get up in the morning, you have your breakfast, you go to school.
That's right, a routine.
A routine. And when you just snap it away from it, yeah, it's difficult. It's
yeah,
difficult.
You're right. And really, I just feel like your daughter is a hero. You know, teachers,
yeah.
I just admire them so much, along with our other heroes, you know, healthcare
yes.
workers and,
yes.
and EMS. Yes. I mean, so many heroes. Yeah. But yeah. really, you know, please thank your daughter because boy,
I will definitely do that.
That's not yeah. easy.
It's not. It's very frustrating and you know, admin demands a lot of them because they're getting demands from the state or from the parents and it yeah. So anyway, yeah, the other day we went to some time ago when we went to the ABC store and the gentleman thanked us for supporting the most essential business. So, yes.
That's right. They stayed open throughout.
They stayed open throughout. So we cope.
That's right. Yeah.
Within reason and moderately and safely. But yes, we do cope.
Exactly. And no driving. So
no drive. Where are we going? You know, grocery store.
Exactly.
Which is next to the ABC store, so it works out.
Yeah. Lorna, tell me, what are you grateful for?
Oh, life, health, family, work, everything.
Yeah.
You know, everything.
Exactly.
The other thing that this pandemic has taught me is, you know, I'm a shopaholic, and even though Amazon will come here once a week, there's not much that I need or want. Or, you know, it's, yeah. So there's been a whole prioritizing, and I'm grateful for that. I look at the amount of money I've saved.
Oh, Exactly.
Don't tell my husband.
No, I won't.
Yeah, secret. And the value is in, you know, maybe learning new recipes and being able to put dinner on the table and, you know, figuring it all out with what we have and not, okay, let's go and get this. Let's do, 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 do. So I don't know, you know, people ask, you know, are you, how's the pandemic and da, da, da. Like I said, besides a human suffering, I'm okay with, I'm an introvert. So I'm okay right here.
That's right.
I'm good.
Yeah. That does make a big difference. Yeah, You're right.
Does.
Introverts, extroverts, it does make a difference.
And I have most of my friends are extroverts, and there's one that she'll just pull into my driveway and say, I just came to wave at you. Oh. And I'm like, okay. she just has to get out.
Human
I'm sorry. So, yes.
Human connection is important.
She needs that. She absolutely needs that. You know, she'll just go out and walk in the, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just walking in the store.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How are you coping? How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing well, thanks. I, for me, the main coping skills are what you mentioned, the meditation.
Yeah.
I do a yoga. I attend one once a week.
Okay.
On Zoom.
Yeah.
And I also do a lot of praying. It's part of my morning ritual. I get up really early, like at 5 a.m. And
overachiever.
I don't know. I mean, my body, well, maybe it was at one point. Now my body's just like, it's 5 a.m. You're up. It's like, I don't know. But yeah, I do my meditation, I pray, I do reading, I do some writing, you know,
journaling. Yeah.
So I love that moment because it's just quiet. And
yes, it is, yeah.
Dark too. But.
Yeah. There's been a lot of time to think, a lot of time to figure out, you know, what do I want to do? What do I want to say? What's my legacy? What, when people think of me, what thought comes to their mind? So just a lot of ways to think and figure out how to be better, how to do something differently.
That's right. That's what we've all had to learn.
Yeah. And for some people run away from that, you know, and I think in our everyday, you know, getting up and going, we just, our minds are just focused. But I think that's been a lot of the resistance to where people have to come face to face with their fears, their concerns, their highs, their lows, and they're like, I want to go out. So I think this is just a sitting down time. You know, Psalm 23 says he makes you to lie down. And I think this is just a lying down time.
That's right. Very true. Mm-hmm. Lorna, how are you doing? How is your business doing? Your marketing? You're just so wonderful at what you do.
Business is good. Happy to have, you know, some clients that have been with me for a lot of years. But I also work full time for Volunteer Fairfax and been allowed to doing the marketing communications and been allowed to work remote since March.
Okay.
And our team has actually done phenomenally well. So just happy to be able to work. See, the things that I do, a lot of it can be done. I don't have to be face-to-face. A lot of it can be done remotely, can be done via Zoom, email. So it's good. Business is good. More of my passion, now, don't get me wrong, business is good.
Yeah.
But I find equal passion, let's say, working with nonprofits, especially the Commission on Women and Girls.
Yeah, hear more about that.
Yeah, along with your new position, right? Congratulations.
Yeah,
it's a phenomenal organization that is poised for so much growth and potential. Primarily is focusing on how we can make the lives of Loudoun's women and girls better. Professionally, personally. you know, from, again, back to this affluent, because we are quote unquote affluent, doesn't mean that our lives are perfect. You know, women are abused. Children are abused. Did you know women in Loudoun County make 40% less than their male counterparts?
No.
40% less. And there are a lot of, and though we may not have huge corporations within the county, there have been other commissions around the state have erected these equal payment scales so that they try to encourage companies to over time to equalize their paying scales. You know, Google was a huge one a few years ago. Mm-hmm. That they actually had to be sued before they started doing something about it. But yeah, there are large disparities. You know, when we think of a woman's job, we don't think engineer. We think, no, she's a great admin. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to we're working to change those perspectives. We are, yeah. And we have senior women, we have middle school young ladies that work alongside of us. Real quick story, this past September, we had the first ever Girls in Power Summit. Oh, nice. It was conceived and planned by a 13-year-old. And the rest of us old fogies just supported her and did whatever she could do. And it was amazing. We had about almost 75 young ladies registered for Saturday morning between 10 and 12.
On Zoom.
On Zoom. Right. Well, we actually use this platform called Hopin. It's a video teleconferencing, but you're able to go into these different breakout rooms where different things are happening.
Nice.
Great. And they was all this platform was also managed by two young ladies also. Mm-hmm. And we had great speakers. So it's just an amazing time. And we saw this young girl saw this possibility. And we kept the girls engaged for 2 hours and they wanted to talk and they wanted to follow up. So, and that was the first one. So imagine with more planning, more funding, just how much bigger this can be because there is that need. You know, I think our girls have realized that social media is not the validation they need. Good. They're so much more smarter and so that with tremendous potential in a world where the possibilities are limitless. And sometimes you just need someone to say, you know, come along, let me show you. Or, you know, let me help you. Or, you know, let's plan this internship or something. Right. You know, I'm not saying that the parents and families and schools aren't providing that. But, you know, I raised a daughter and sometimes they don't want to hear from the parents. They're like, yeah, mom and dad, what do you know? Yeah. Wherever, if there's a mentor out there that can say something, you know, right. It might make that difference. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Yeah. I'm so glad to hear that. This is such important work that you're doing. Because
we're pretty excited about it. We have an awesome team of women, Carol Barb, Angela Mitchell, Elizabeth Bennis, Masa, who is the 13-year-old and her mom, Ferry. They came on board about a year ago and they just want work. What can we do? What can we do? Like, these people are too excited, but they live up.
Yeah.
Oh, and it hasn't died. It hasn't died. That's so it's dumb. A great group. I mean, they're some of those on the leadership team, but I think it's an amazing group of women, and the time, the thought, you know, the other thing that's pretty huge in our area is human trafficking.
Oh, wow.
Because of our proximity to Dulles and all the Dulles Airport and the large freeway networks, it's easy for our women and girls to be trafficked. And it's all populations. It's not just, you know, when you hear human trafficking, you may think one segment of the population. It is across the board. Mm-hmm. And kids are targeted in churches. They're targeted through apps on their phones. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So these are some of the things we just want to bring awareness to, sure. When you're aware of something, you can, what did it say, see something, say something.
Exactly. It's the first step, the awareness of anything.
Awareness. Yeah.
So important.
Yeah.
So important.
Yeah.
That work that you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you please tell us about Loud and Hunger Relief?
Yeah. Listen, anything we can do to, you know, it's amazing. I don't know in my life that I'll ever know what it is to be hungry, or I've ever known what it is to be hungry. I mean, yeah, it would come me like, oh, I'm starving. But there are people that don't eat for days. There are people that I've seen moms not eat because they wanted to give the food to their children.
Wow.
But we throw away so much food every day. So Loud and Hunger Relief will feed a family for as long as they need to be fed. No questions asked. They just ask that you live in Loudon, mm-hmm. And you go to the food. And what is so amazing is some years ago, it was the volunteers would package the food and give you what they think you wanted. Well, you could have four finicky kids that want nothing to do with green beans, and here you are with a bag full of green beans. Mm-hmm. So right before the pandemic, we went through a whole strategic initiative and implemented to where you could actually come in and shop. So you got your basics, but you would be able to go in and get more fruit, or if you wanted black beans as opposed to green beans, if you wanted quinoa as opposed to macaroni and cheese, so that we want to always preserve the dignity of the person. Because you need food does not make you any less a person. And so you're able to
culture.
Respect the culture, you know, respect their privacy also. So, people are able to go in and birthday cakes, you know, it's just amazing. Because Jennifer Montgomery, who's the executive director, phenomenal woman, every Friday she sends us, you know, this is what happened this week. And without fail, there is someone who has come in that is so terrified that they have to be there, or so embarrassed, but they felt so welcome. And some of these clients have now turned into donors or volunteers, or, you know, they come back and say, listen, I'm working again, what can I do to help, you know? So it's paying it forward. But food insecurity is huge, and through the pandemic, there have been such an increase. There has been such an increase in the need for food.
I'm sure.
But to Loudoun County's credit, the donors have stepped up.
Oh God!
And it's amazing. So, thank you to all the donors, to nonprofit organizations, and those that are serving human needs. Thank you for your generosity and opening your heart, because it works. There are people that are in need, and there are organizations that can meet those needs. That is one thing about Loudoun County that I will always be impressed by. This county is the giving spirit.
Good.
They're great organizations, and they do great work. And wherever you can help, you know, as a volunteer, as a donor, as a grant writer, whatever you can do to help, do so. I encourage us to do so.
Yeah, that's wonderful. A wonderful plea, Lorna, and then we can put the website address for Loudoun Hunger Relief.
It's loudounhunger.org.
Okay.
And the Loudoun Commission on Women and Girls is LCWAG, so the acronym LCWAG, and actually our logo is a cute little woman too. It's LCWAG.org.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's so important, you know, to be able to help people in this time. You know, I always say, you know, we're one humanity,
and we are
going through similar emotions, no matter what socioeconomic level that we're in. But to be able to have the resources is such a blessing. So to
it
be
is.
Able to then help those that are on the lower socioeconomic rank is just so important right now.
Yes, it's critical. It's critical to the survival of our humanity. It's critical. Yeah. It's critical. What do we want? Just a bunch of haves? What, you know, and where's the diversity in that? Do you know? Yeah. And I also believe too that to whom much is given, much is required. Mm-hmm. You know, when I die, I'm not taking a penny of it with me.
That's right.
And I'm not leaving it to my daughter either. Because it won't be, I plan to spend it all in my lifetime. Yeah. Yeah, but it's there's a lot of work out there to be done, and it can be done. It just takes one. It just takes there's a story in the Bible about the widow's mite, and she just gave her last, and it was multiplied and multiplied and multiplied. So what you give will come back to you.
Yeah.
It will come back to you tenfold. You know, you never know the day that you'll need that kindness.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
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 You know, during this time, Lorna, something came to me. I mean, it was sometime this summer where the words savoring the deliciousness, you know, like to have a moment of that. And it wasn't so much around something that was yummy to eat. I mean, it could be that.
Right. Right.
But it was like maybe a delicious conversation.
Yes.
So, or a delicious walk in nature, you
yes.
know.
Yes.
Or it's something I've done a couple times during COVID, which I hadn't done since I was a little girl, was to lay down on the grass and look up at the sky. Oh yeah. My gosh,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
To just do that and just see the clouds, it was yeah. just so peaceful.
Yeah. Yeah.
It brought a smile to my face. But that's what I wondered, if can you think of a moment of savoring the deliciousness for you?
Well, besides a glass of red wine, you know, our house faces, I guess, the sun rises in the east. We face the east. So in the morning, our front is flooded with light, at least until 12:30, when it starts wow. to hit the back. Mm-hmm. And without fail, I will pull my chair to the window and just sit in the sunlight, just sit. Mm-hmm. And I try and leave all the devices away so that I'm not, you know, because it's always like, oh, just see what happened.
Yeah.
So I think I say, I get up out of my bed and say, I'm going to sit in front room. And for me, that is delicious.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
It seems simple, but I also think that how many mornings I missed because I'd be on the road at that time going into somewhere.
Commuting.
And yeah. So now I just sit.
God, that's great. And, you know, I don't know what it is, but I do feel Loudoun County has the most beautiful sunrises and sunsets. I don't know if it's because I've lived here for 30 years that I think that, and everybody thinks that for wherever they live.
No, there are beautiful ones. There are.
I don't know if it's because of the mountains being close by.
Could be a position.
Yeah.
Or we just could be blessed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But they do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your, besides laying in the grass? And I just want to tell everyone on here that I'm not the outdoor person laying in the grass. That would not be me. What else do you do?
Well, I have to say that for me, it's my 5 grandchildren.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I just say that and my heart just grows by leaps and bounds. And I know that I'm blessed, and I really do. And I give thanks every day. I just give thanks for them every day. You know, they range in age from 6 to 1 years old. And And my daughter has 3, 6, 4, and 1. And my son has 2, 5, and 1.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, because of COVID, I haven't seen my son's family as often. My daughter's family, we're part of our bubble.
Right.
Bubble, so
right.
We're good. And but I am going to go down in a couple weeks to North Carolina.
Okay.
For Christmas, which I'm very grateful for. And I'm definitely like keeping a really, really, really low profile and getting groceries delivered.
Yes.
I want to be completely safe.
Yes.
So I can go
yes.
down there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's critical. It's saving lives. It's about saving lives.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just never know. I mean, and you know, what do we ask of ourselves and others? It's pretty simple. You know, wear a mask when you go out. Wash your hands often.
Yeah.
Keep the social distancing.
Yeah.
So it's not a lot to ask in order to hopefully stay as healthy as possible through this.
It's true. It is true. It's a learning curve, but when you weigh what could happen, wear a mask, double up on the mask, you know, it's don't make unnecessary, don't be in unnecessary gatherings, you know, don't make unnecessary trips. Again, the priority, what's the priority here?
Yeah.
And if we would just, you know, think of someone else instead of ourselves, I think we'll be in a better place, but I don't know how long that's going to take.
I don't know. I'm hoping we hear something about when this will get better. So
the things I'm reading, it's saying we're continuing this through 2021. But who knows? Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah,
you just take each day. Yeah. And you take each day as it comes.
That's
you
right.
don't live in fear. You live in awareness.
Yes.
And you live in the light. And
yes.
you be that difference.
Absolutely.
And you meditate and you do yoga.
That's right. Lorna, thank you so much for joining me. I wonder if you could leave us with some words of wisdom.
Wisdom. Words of wisdom. Okay, so three phrases.
Mm-hmm.
Be humble.
Mm-hmm.
Be merciful.
Mm-hmm.
So be kind.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I believe in Jesus, but if there is a power stronger than yours, a creation, believe in it. Without our faith in Christ, I don't know where we'll be today. So that's what I leave you with. I leave your audience with. Be merciful, be kind, and believe in your strength, believe in your inner power.
I love that. That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Lorna, for taking
the
time
you.
To chat with me.
This has been awesome.
I
appreciate your time.
Yeah.
I'm grateful to you. I'm grateful to you for this platform.
Oh.
I'm grateful to you for establishing Uno Souls.
Oh, thank you, Lorna.
Yeah.
I honor the light in you.
I honor the light in you. I know this. Thanks, Brigida. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, definitely.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Uno Souls Chat. Uno Souls Chat is sponsored by Uno Translations and Communications, LLC. You can find us at www.unosouls.com. I would love to hear from you if you would like to chat with me. Please contact me at bTaruno@unosouls.com. Have a beautiful week and see you at the next episode.